It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in, guessing, Switzerland. And she will tell us in a minute how I did with this week's guest. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, very well. Thank you. Hello from Switzerland. yes, we are going to talk today about this major heat wave that is basically hitting Europe in its all, and including Switzerland. It's worth being our topic today because this obviously these very unusual temperatures are again raising a lot of questions concerning the climate changes, and that goes for people who believe in those changes or people who don't believe in those changes. But either ways, that's definitely a phenomenon that also increases these kind of conversations and discussions and sometimes fights about the future regarding the climate. So, in a very unusual way, but not a unique way yet, we are having very high temperatures. And what is a little bit unusual is that it's supposed to be the entire week. So it's not as we used to have maybe 1 or 2 days a little bit warmer. It's this entire week with a peak probably around Wednesday, Thursday. What kind of temperatures are we talking about? It's going to hit 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 grade Fahrenheit. In part of Spain, it could go up to even 107.6 Fahrenheit. So it's very warm, it's very hot. And the big difference that maybe is more surprising for Americans that don't travel too often over here is the fact that we do not have here so many air conditioning units privately. It's in most countries, including Switzerland, it's even forbidden to have any AC installed in private houses. So you will obviously find that in hotels, big shopping malls or offices, etc. But mostly in public places, and very, very rarely in private houses. So that means, of course, that when it becomes that warm, for many people, there are not many places where to find relief. And I'm talking particularly about older people or children. It's a heat wave that has been prepared for, though. I'll take as an example Paris, where some cool rooms have been prepared in public buildings. There are also some extra drinking fountains. Swimming pools are staying open longer in the evening, for people to be able to cool off a little bit. A lot also of warnings are being released, basically by giving some advice of what to do or not to do, and also telling people that with serious symptoms of dizziness, headache, or fainting even, to rather consult a doctor to make sure that it doesn't go further than that. So it's a situation that is a little bit unusual for us over here. Schools exams in some parts have been postponed. In Geneva, for example, at this time of the year, you have some kids from primary school having like a day out with festivities, etc., in parks to just begin the summer holiday. All of this has been apparently cancelled in order for the children not to suffer walking under the sun. So the discussions, of course, that are raising from that are the climate changes, because while we are having this hot temperature this week, last week we had terrible storms in Switzerland and also, I believe, in Germany, where, for example, in Switzerland, certain villages were absolutely flooded. Houses had a meter high water. People had to go on their jump on their furniture in order to wait for help. All of this is making many people, even skeptical people, a little bit nervous, because they are touched in what's most precious to them, and it's basically their life, their house, their belongings, their cars, and potentially their lives, as I believe a woman died during that storm. So this increases a lot the discussions about climate changes. It makes certain topics, like, for example, in Sweden, what's called now, you probably heard of it, Jill, fly shaming. And it's basically a movement that is gaining in popularity, that encourage to take the train for short distances in Europe, or even not that short, frankly speaking, but taking the train instead of taking the plane. This is now called fly shaming, because there is this effort that some appreciate and other appreciate less, of shaming people who who fly too often. I believe there is even one movement on social media that shame celebrities who are flying too much, or are showing too much how much they are flying. But in any case, there is something that is a little bit different as a simple recommendation of what we had in the past when facing other kind of problems. This time it's very much linked to a moral compass and a group of people not only asking for some effort or recommending some behaviors instead of some habits instead of older habits, but there is also the sense of shaming, which goes definitely a little bit further. And I think this is the most interesting point coming to this kind of action. It's the fact that there is definitely also a form of aggression linked to it. That being said, it's also because there is increasingly this feeling that climate is bringing a lot of changes. Water everywhere in the world is raising. That means that many people in the future will have to migrate because they won't have any choice. That also means that these kind of changes are going to alter the life mostly of people without means, because people with means will find the way to go and stay there where there is still enough drinkable water, which is also the next problem, and where there is enough food, because in other parts, as we know, it's difficult to make anything grow when there is almost no rain or no rain at all, as this is the case right now in some parts of India. So I think that all of those excessive climate phenomena are also bringing a sort of two fronts. First of all, obviously, the one who believe in climate changes, the one who don't believe in climate changes. But in both groups, I think certain people are done with just talking and definitely want to be to see big changes. What we can see also in Europe and in Switzerland lately is that students are being a major part of those movements. Obviously, that is mainly their future, so one can understand why, the reason they are so adamant about it. They are writing letters to politicians to ask them to speak less and act more. Certain schools, for example, are also canceling school trips with airplanes and decided that while it might take longer, it is worth it for the CO2 emissions to take the train. And many schools, as well as universities, are also having days in the cafeterias where they don't have meat anymore. Those are meat-free days. So one can see that many actions are taking place at many levels. Obviously, some can seem very insignificant, but, you know, it's also somehow a step at a time. Plastic bags are going to be completely banned. I forgot that, but this is actually an extremely important part also of new regulation in Europe. Not only in Switzerland, but in Europe. I believe that climate changes are taken seriously, even more in times like this week, where suddenly we are feeling like in south of France or south of Spain, they were 20 years ago. One would have this feeling only in the south of Europe, and now it's definitely shifting also to the northern part, and it does feel a little bit unusual. One can also add that when I say Northern Europe, it also touches countries like Sweden or Denmark, not as heavily because they are very north, but they are still going to hit 30 degrees, 35 degrees. This is not as much as in Central Europe, but this is also highly unusual for them. So I think many things are changing, and climate changes are happening, if we want it or not. At what speed? It's actually difficult to say, because informations are gigantically different depending on what kind of report or what kind of paper one reads. But the fact is and remains that that the weather is being very surprising as of lately.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.